Hi, this is Paul Mack. The Movie Line's normal programming will not be running this week due to a special program that we've put together for you. And I'd just like to tell you all before we begin tonight that the Movie Line's normal programming will resume next week. That's right, Sunday through Thursday. And I'll guarantee that all the craziness, bizarreness, and lunacy that we normally put on for you here each and every week will resume. And all your comments were saved, and they will be on our show next week. And also taking input this coming Friday and Saturday. Don't forget to participate. But tonight we have a special tribute for you this evening, and I'm sure that most of you will know what it is once we get going. It's a special show that comes straight from my heart, and I hope that everybody can appreciate it. And it will touch many of your hearts out there, and that it's an entertaining as well as interesting show. So this is Paul Mack saying don't forget to call the Movie Line next week to resume our normal programming. And now here's a special tribute brought to you by Paul Mack, myself, and all of my friends out here. Thanks for calling.
3, 2...
We're doing it again. Don't forget the dual face party.
Come on, come up with a more of a punch. Get some air in there.
All right.
We're doing it again. Don't forget the dual face party.
We're doing it again.
We're doing it again. Okay. We're doing it again. That kind of a thing?
Yeah.
We're doing it again. Don't forget the dual face. We're doing it again. Don't forget the dual face party, May 21st and December 28th.
You are recording. You are a speaker voice. You want to hear this? Here we are.
We're doing it again. Don't forget the dual face party, May 21st and December 28th.
One more time.
We're doing it again. Don't forget the dual face party, May 21st and December 28th.
Interlock. Begin.
Program sponsor.
Your number one network. Dual face.
No collect calls and no third-party billings will ever be accepted at any time. This is a hobby of the dual-face staff and is in no way a business. Write to dual-face, Post Office Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023.
We're doing it again. Don't forget the dual-face party, May 21st and December 28th. Oh, I know. This is the Dan Dualface commercial spot.
Well, well, well. This is Daniel over there at Dualface inviting you to a party May 21st at Farrell's on Van Nuys Boulevard in Van Nuys. That's right. Farrell's, 8 o'clock, May 21st. And we're going to be having a birthday celebration then in the evening. So be there, okay? Thank you. Do it, and goodbye.
Doing it the dual phase way, the way no one else could have done it. Mr. Dan Dual Phase right there. That was on the Movie Line about a year ago. Hi, I'm Paul Mack, and during the course of the next 20 minutes, I'm going to bring you some of the best of Dual Phase. A lot of you don't know who Dual Phase was, and I think the entertainment we have lined up this evening is some of his finest work, and a lot of the stuff that he did, I was not able to get a hold of. However, this is a special memorial tribute to Dan Ross, who passed away on April 29th, 1983. And we're going to bring you some of his recordings. He started out as a Comet Line runner, very well known in the phone community. He started in 1979 running a telephone comment line, very much like Feedback, although he had his own style, just like everybody else does. And it was called Dual Phase, and then he later on added a conference to that, and that's how he had the name Dual Phase. He had two phases of operations. He had a conference, and he had a comment line, and of course an input line, and all kinds of other things that he devised. And as a matter of fact, right now you can still call Dual Phase at area code 818-761-1330 or 761-1760. That's a conference that he's running out there right now. And as a matter of fact, Dan made many contributions to the phone community. He helped provide equipment for DBS, and he helped get Televenture on its feet, and he also started MyLine, as a matter of fact, one of the main contributions. I knew Dan by co-hosting his comment line back in June of 1980, and ran till about he ran out, and then he put up his final line, the Dual Phase Conference, and he was running that until he passed away in April 1983. I'd also like to invite you to the Dual Phase Gathering, a memorial for Dan. I know a lot of you would like to get together and have a little party. So let's get together as Dan would have wanted it at Farrell's this year on May 21st. That's Monday. And I'll see you there. I'll be there. And if not anything else, we'll have a good time and some laughs and memories. But now that's enough of that. Let's get on with what we're here to do. And I'm here to present to you the best of Dual Phase. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to hear a sampling of what Dan did best, what he did on his numbers in Studio City. Here it is, Dual Phase.
Interlock. Begin. Activate. Imagination sequence. Initiate transpositioning mode. Lock. Welcome to America 2000, a closer look into our not too distant future. Program sponsor,
your number one network, Dual Phase.
Network.
Hi, this is Dan. I run a line out here in North Hollywood, and by the time you'll hear this tape, I don't think, at the end of it at least, you'll think I run a line.
Some people can't run, folks, believe me.
I thought you got paid last week. Leave me alone. Okay. Okay, we got a guest star this week. Coming up, we've got some happiness. I wonder what that will mean.
happy days.
I don't think it's going to be from us, anyhow. We got a guest star. Announce yourself, guest star.
Hello, people. This is Theodorus Formus from North Hollywood.
I think at this rate, Dan's going to have his telephone service revoked unless he can come up with some better material.
What do you mean, material? This is Barney 5, and I came down to...
Oh, by the way, Dan, I was wondering why you have all these telephone books from all over the world here on your show.
It's a hobby. It's the same thing that Bell does with them.
Really? What does Bell do with them?
They keep them.
Oh, I see. You have some telephone books from Brighton, Greater Oklahoma City, Imperial County. You got one from everywhere, I know.
Just about. Brighton's in England, by the way. Anyhow, we got coming up a couple of interesting things. We've got Reach Out and Touch Someone, done by the Dual Face Staff. And we've also got some happiness coming up, recorded just for you.
Oh, that would be amusing.
I don't think so. Anyhow... We got Ron Van Eyde, we got Paul Mack from The Movie Maker.
Oh, from The Movie, what is this? This is Barney Fife.
We got Barney Fife
Paul
along
Mack's
with
a bump.
It's schizophrenia, people.
And Theodore Gasparis from The World Beyond.
All doing it for you on the new dual phase. More power, more output than any other line around.
Reach out and just say hi.
Don't say hello.
Reach out and call Dual Face.
Just give us a ring and we'll do our thing. Just listening to Dual, you will feel like a fool.
So thanks for the memories of making the tape tonight. Although it gave me a fright, I've got to admit your audience clan sounds a bit like they came from the can laughter. That is, don't get me wrong. Thanks for the time of having me on your line. Although I get paid a dime, just as things are going real fine, you give a little shout and cut me out.
Your number one network, Dual Face.
This week, Paul Mack, Ron from Van Nuys, Bert from Beverly Hills, Michael Gorman, Stephen Z. Blueline, and Ryan W. Feedback, all on the new Dual Face.
And Dan Dual Face cowering in the corner. Hey, okay, are we on?
We're on.
Okay.
So listen, gang, you can write to us at Post Office Box 115. We've got
guys, come to rescue me. Get me out of this place.
So listen, Brian,
I got to tell you,
I know recording here at Dual Phase is different than feedback, and I didn't mind the funny shoes, and I didn't mind the orange hair.
I didn't either.
But I don't know about this red nose. I mean, do I have to wear it? I don't know. I mean, Dual Phase is just, yeah, right. Hey, off.
People, get me out of here, Dan. Oh, Dan, go get the room. Please get me out of here. You people came to get me out of here.
Do they play the comments? Do they play comments on this or what? Do we just jump up and down? I mean, listen.
I do have to point out this observation, though, Steve. This is going to be the first Dual Face tape that actually has more guest stars than people leaving comments.
That's right.
So why don't we go and get to it, huh, Dan?
What am I supposed to... Oh, right. Well, rescue me, too. I need the help. Anyway, here we go with some comments. I feel like I'm running my time. Oh, here's Bert.
And now, here come the comments.
There's nothing, Dan.
We're going to be calling someone. The number is 3 from the bottom. The countdown. It's $150 we're going to
be
going home,
away. Steve.
Let's go. Back. Punching $4.
More people than ever doing it for you.
What you just heard was a compilation of Dual Face tapes, mostly intros and outros from his many weekly comment shows. Coming up next, Dan's musical talents and what he did with a Casio VL tone.
Halloween has been recorded for Paul and, well, whoever else listens. I recorded this in studio. This is Dan Ross here at November 1981. And it was sort of weird. I decided to sit down and do this because Bob Van Nuys asked me to do it. So I thought, well, heck, why not? This is done strictly only on the Casio VL tone, which is a electronic musical instrument that is a version of a calculator synthesizer. And with my multi-track at home, I sat down, juggled tracks around, and, well, this is what I came out with.
My name is Dan Ross, R-O-S-S.
And you live in what city and what state?
On the border of Glendale and Duell.
And Duell, huh?
Yes.
Okay, and why don't you state today's date and year?
Today's date? I don't know what the date is. What is the date? September 1st, he said.
The year?
The year is 1979.
And tell me, Dan, Duell Face, what would be your tremendous and wild words of wisdom?
Call Duell Face.
I'm Rick from Burbank, actually.
Why'd you get stuck out in Burbank?
Why did I? Well, I guess I was... it was advantageous or disadvantageous, depending upon how you might look at it.
Well, just think, you're local to a dual-faced diverter.
Exactly.
Some people are actually, hey, you're even local to the main line of dual-faced.
Is that right?
Actually, hint, the new dual-faced input line is 245, but don't spread that rumor.
Okay. Where does that end up at?
Duell, 245 D-U-A-L, spelled
out. I see.
Listening to Dan here. This is Dan Duell Face. My real name is Dan Ross. I live over in Studio City temporarily. Thank Rick for having this party, having this house destroyed in the meantime. I hope other people are as courteous.
Is it destroyed?
No, it's not destroyed, but certain people should have more courtesy via coming over. This has been Dan signing off, doing it the Duell Face way.
Welcome to St. Patrick's Auditorium here. We'd like to thank everybody that was involved within the movie. My name's Daniel Ross. I'm your sound engineer this evening, and I worked on The Handsome Mr. Ottermole and also tonight's feature film, The Visitant. I worked on several different projects with Paul, and I've been out on the field working with different projects with everybody else. You only get to see basically what I do in studio, but let's give you a little clue to what Duell Face is outside.
Let's give a big hand here at the Blah Blah Cafe to Billy Thermal.
Casio VL tone, it's a calculator, it's an instrument for Christmas. Flashy lights, Hollywood, the scene, disco's there. Duell Face doing it for you.
Life is in your hands. for Dan Dualphase. Got me started in telephones a long time ago. That's right, this is Dennis DeCrepo reminiscing about Dan Dualphase. That's right, he put all the DBS equipment together that's running to this very day together for me. Would come over and repair it anytime, day or night, if I would give him a rum and coke. Well, that's not much payment for keeping my phone line running, I guess, but now that he's not here, I'm helping keeping his running, but I'm sure that we're all going to miss Dan very much.
Hi, this is Bob Burbank, and I'd like to call and just pay tribute to a dear friend of mine who passed away a year ago. That was, most of you guys know, it's Dan Dualphase, or Dan Ross, for those who knew him closer. Dan was a close friend of mine, and a great humanitarian, and I just want to pay tribute to him, and don't want him to be forgotten. I'm not much at leaving messages here, but just felt I had to leave something. Not too many times I can do just about anything and not think of him. So, I guess that's about it. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
I'd just like to say that for the few times, the short time that I knew Dan, we'd go out together with Paul. He was a very, very talented young man. It's a shame that he had to go, but God has plans for everyone, and I'm sure he's in a better place, but he was very, very talented, and I'm sure this tape has shown all his talents and the good that he did in the time that he had with us, and he brought joy to those who knew him.
To my knowledge, Dan didn't get out very much. I was always given the impression he spent most of his time in his room. You should see his room. I mean, if you're like me, you see, I like gadgets and mechanisms and electrical and electronics, you know, stuff like that. And Dan's room was like one big control panel. I mean, really. One of his walls in his room, you know, like, he's got this entire phone switching bank, you know, with wires that go to everything. I mean, not even to mention the equipment he used to make the Dualphase tapes. You know, I think Dan's biggest priority was quality. I guess that's what, you know, is best associated with Dan. The effort he put into having a product that was the best possible quality for everyone else. You know what I mean? Dan would be upset and disappointed even if something wasn't exactly like he wanted it. Because his biggest concern, I think, was his audience, you know. Whatever the situation, he wanted everything he did to be what the people would like best. You know, if it wasn't like he wanted it, he'd be disappointed because he was afraid that, you know, the beholder, I guess, of the product would be disappointed. I think he was afraid of that. And there are very, very few people that have that type of concern for others. Like, how good will what they leave be for the next guy kind of concern. You know, Dan touched on the lives of many, many people, however slight or great, because of that concern. And I know that if I'm never reminded of Dan again, you know, for the next 20 years, and then suddenly you ask me, do you remember Dan Dualphase? In an instant, and I'll remember. I think that's the same for everyone else that knew Dan, too.
Paul, it's Sheila. I would like to thank you for running the tape for Daniel. I know if Daniel could, he would run a tape on Dualphase, thanking you, Brian, Bob, Ron, Regina, David, Michael, and Dennis, for all the love and support you've given his family this past year, and for all your efforts to keep Dualphase running, and for everyone continuing to remember him on May 21st and 28th, of December 28th. And for your continuous support of the Dualphase line. Rochelle and I would like to thank all of you who were with us at this time last year. I think of you often. I really don't know what I would have done without your support. my love to you all. And you have a talk, Danielle. God bless.
Of my friend, I'll say this. Dan Ross was one of the warmest, kindest, most human individuals I've ever had the privilege to know. I'm proud to say I was one of his closest friends, and creative partner for nearly 3.5 years. He taught me everything I know about audio engineering. And more important than that, he taught me the true value of a real friend. To my friend, this tape is dedicated. Dan was 20 years old. We miss you, Dan. Good night, and God bless.
Future lock release. Program control return. Till you join us again in America 2000.